Hello, this is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I am your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. I'm recording this on October the 30th, 2023, the day before Halloween, which occurs every year. And I don't know what everybody thinks about Halloween. I don't do much with Halloween, except it marks a significant event in my life that happened 50 years ago, and I just want to share that with you. In 1973, I turned 20 years old. As a 20-year-old, I was an aggressive bully and a convinced atheist, and I had fed my soul on evolution and Marxist ideas and felt no religion of any kind was valuable anymore. It was just a vestige of our primitive human development. But around this time of the year, as I was a student at Jefferson Community College in Watertown, New York, I met a man who brought a Bible to the student center, and as an aggressive bully atheist, I approached him, sat down, and started picking on him because of his foolishness to believe in anything like this. He was patient. We had several conversations, but ultimately he challenged me to go home and just open my mind to God and see if God would not appear to me in some way or form. I did. That night I went home and I went to bed and I cleared my mind and I took up his challenge, and I think I just thought about God, the word God. And I was awestruck by the feeling of a living presence in my dark bedroom and an overwhelming, warm bath of love. And from that moment on, I changed. As a matter of fact, the very next morning, I went into my closet and I dug out the Bible that I'd received at a Methodist church at my confirmation at 12 years old that I had long since just set aside, opened it at Genesis chapter 1, not knowing any better, read through the entire Bible over the course of however long it took me, but from Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation 22, I believed every word because I had come to believe in the one true God. I share this because I claim All Saints Day, Halloween means Hallowed Eves, and the night before All Saints Day. I have no idea about all the details of how it came about, but I claim All Saints Day is my birthday in Christ. I don't remember the exact day. I just know it was in the fall about this time of the year. And I rejoice that God, by his grace, granted me the gift of faith that I might believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom God so loved the world that he sent his Son, Jesus, into this world, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That was for me, an atheist, converted by a miraculous and surprising appearance of God in my room. And I pray that anyone listening to this today might find God's presence in your life as well. And if you have doubts about it, just turn to God in prayer. Ask him if he won't give you some sort of a significant sign that he is there for you, that he loves you, and that he invites you to follow the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ. This has been Pastor Howie Maxson, 50 years after that event, your radio pastor of the day. May God bless you.